You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning and late night vending machine technicians out there making sure the people can get their snack on this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front rear load truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front rear load truck drivers, all my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All my local 613 IBEW workers out there, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be, all my local funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Appreciate you getting your Thursday morning started with your boy, and we got a lot to get into today as we got Big 12 Media Days getting underway. Deion Sanders had some interesting words on where he thinks the next step should be in this new state of college football. We'll talk about that. We got a interesting Falcons article to relate to. Well, it's an NFL article that obviously includes the Falcons. I'll phrase it that way. We'll talk about that. We do have some interesting Falcons news, some news that'll affect the Falcons in a pretty significant way. But we are going to start with the Atlanta Braves. Them Braves exercised some demons last night, didn't they? My goodness. 9-2 victory over the Oakland Athletics in Sacramento, because the Oakland Athletics, ironically enough, for reasons that have been documented are not in Oakland. But the Braves, either way go, wouldn't have mattered if they were in Oakland, Sacramento, Golden State, wouldn't have mattered. The Braves brought the big sticks with them last night. 5 home runs, a season high for the Bravos. And how about that guy, Ronald Acuña Jr.? Guess that he woke up, that back was feeling just fine. Remember, he missed game 1 of the series due to back tightness after he felt the back get a little tight after lifting some weights. Gave him a day off yesterday, and it obviously paid dividends. That was a much-needed day off for Ronnie because he came back in game 2 of the series ready to go. Lead-off home run for Ronald Acuña Jr. That was his 14th career multi-homer game because he homered again in the 4th inning. But it was yet another leadoff home run for Ronald Acuña Jr. And, man, they needed every bit of that game that they had last night. Ronald Acuña Jr. hits 2 solo shots. Drake Baldwin hit a 3-run homer. Austin Riley, a 2-run shot. Marcell Ozuna had a solo homer as well. And then Yerkson Profar added the cherry on top with an RBI double down the left field line later on in the game. So, look, great. Glad the Braves exercised some demons. I know that had to feel good because it felt like this latest slump had gotten to a head after you just got absolutely demolished and torched by the Oakland Athletics 10-1 in game 1 of this series. And it was like, oh, man, just what are we doing? It was bad. I mean, you heard how we were talking about the Braves yesterday. It was not good. So they definitely needed that win. Now, as far as getting that win goes, I hope there was a lot more that came from. If there's going to be any run to be had, again, I'm not holding my breath for a Braves postseason run at this point. I'm just hoping we can at least build something and we start to see good things heading into the 2026 season. And look, I'm not saying I don't want the Braves to make a run. Obviously, I do. I'm just not waiting on it. I'm just not expecting it at this point because of the hole the Braves have dug themselves. They still got a long way to go before they even get to 500. Nonetheless, however many games over 500 they need to be even competitive and even talk about a wild card spot, and we're not even going to look at the end, at least right now. So they're still, with this win, 11 games under 500. So they still have a very, very deep hole to climb themselves out of. So, again, it was a good win, fun to watch. So shout out to all my people that stayed up late to watch all the home runs fly out of the ballpark last night in Sacramento. But, like I said, there just needs to be more where that came from when it comes to the Atlanta Braves. And hopefully there is. But, again, we have seen how inconsistent this Braves offense is. This Braves offense is consistently inconsistent. So until I see that this Braves team can put together performances, not necessarily just like the one last night, even though that would be nice, because I don't expect them to hit 5 home runs every single game. That's unrealistic. But until they can consistently show me that they can give and they can score at least four to five runs a game on a somewhat consistent basis, it's going to be hard for me to get excited. I'm being honest with you guys. It's going to be hard for me to get excited. So, but look, we'll see what happens. But again, was a fun night to watch the game last night. And at this point in this Braves season, the best thing we can do is just enjoy the nights like they had last night. Enjoy the nights that they had last night, and shake off the losses. At this point, just shake them off and don't pay any mind to them, and just know that you just hope they're building towards 2026. But again, fun to see the Braves get that win last night. We also got solid Bryce Elder last night too. How about it? Bryce Elder goes 6 2/3, gives up 8 hits, only 2 runs though, only 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. So we got solid Bryce last night. So it was good to see Bryce Elder bounce back after he had, what was it, like 4 or 5 straight just bad starts. So that was fun to see as well. It was good to see Bryce Elder get back to more of what we had come to expect from him at the beginning of the year, or towards the beginning of the year. So that was good to see. But again, same thing goes with Bryce Elder. Can you do it consistently? Because at this point, you've shown Braves fans that you can have a nice, maybe like 4 to 7 start stretch where you look good and you give us quality starts, but then you have like a a 4-7 game stretch where you just look absolutely awful. So, again, it's all about consistency for these Braves players and this Braves team. Just haven't quite been able to get the consistency we need out of this offense and some players specifically. So that's where we stand right now. Until we get consistency from more of this Braves team, again, I'm not necessarily holding my breath for any type of big run. But again, fun to watch last night, and it was good to see, again, Ronnie bring the power swing back right after having that back tightness. So it seems like he should be good to go for the home run derby. And I want to shout out my guy Caleb Johnson real quick. It was funny to see his tweet or post, you know, Twitter X, whatever you want to call it. It was funny to see him say save some of the home runs for what really matters, which at this point, that's kind of how we feel about the Braves season. Like, man, don't worry about the game itself. That actually counts towards our record. You know, save some home runs for the home run derby. You know what I mean? So that was funny. And look, Yopi does still have some, obviously, home runs in the bag for the home run derby, because it would be cool to see. At the point we're at in this season, you would like to see Ronald Acuña Jr. win the home run derby. It would just make us feel a little bit better about how this season has gone so far for the Braves. So it would be cool at this point. It would be a very much needed pick me up to see Ronald Acuña Jr. win the home run derby. That would be a very much needed pick me up for us Braves fans. So we'll see if we end up getting that. But good to see Drake Baldwin continue to stay hot, as he has been, again, continue to be lights out throughout his rookie year, and he continues to make, you know, rookie of the year. So hopefully Drake Baldwin can stay hot throughout the season, because again, when you talk about what can still be had in this season for the Braves, you know, some individual accolades for certain players would still be nice. It would still be nice to see Drake Baldwin win NL Rookie of the Year. It would still be nice to see Ronald Acuña Jr. win the home run derby. So we'll see if we can still work towards that. Austin Riley, good to see him again, kind of continue to stay fairly consistent along with him and Matt Olson. Obviously, Ronnie, since he's been back, they have been fairly consistent. And then Profar, he came in obviously very hot, and he kind of cooled off a little bit. So it was cool to see Yrickson Profar get RBI hit last night. So again, we saw some good things, and it was a fun win to watch. But you know, again, one I can't get overly excited about one win. But again, still fun to watch as far as last night goes. It is Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Appreciate you tuning in. If you're just joining us, we're recapping the Braves' dominant win over the Oakland Athletics last night. 5 home runs in one game. That was a season high for the Bravos. And again, exercised some demons last night, did the Braves. And hopefully, again, this is the start of something, but yeah, we'll see. Spencer Strider going to be on the mound for the Braves in the series finale tonight, and J.P. Sears is going to be on the mound for the Oakland Athletics. But I do want to touch on one other thing really quickly as far as baseball goes, and we were just talking about the All-Star game. As far as the All-Star game goes, we got a little bit of news when it concerns the All-Star game. So the All-Star game this year is going to be using the ABS like ball strike system. So they're going to utilize ABS, the challenge system, during the All-Star game. So it's going to be kind of the same thing like it was during spring training. If a pitcher or a batter want to challenge the ball or strike call, you know, they're kind of tap their head and then they'll go to ABS and see if it was a ball or a strike. So look, I'm cool with that. I think it adds a kind of funny, fun element, and I think players will, at least for the All-Star game, be able to use it in a funny way. But if we're being honest, this is just another way to implement this ABS challenge system in another game-like scenario that, again, is an exhibition, like just like they use the exhibition games in spring training to use it. They're going to use it in the All-Star game to, again, just continue to work out the kinks, test it out, and see if this is something they're going to end up implementing into regular season play, which I think at the end of the day they will. I don't know if it's next season, But I think at some point they're definitely just going – they're going to implement this ABS challenge system and allow players to – players, pitchers, managers to challenge balls and strike calls. Again, not every single time, but they'll probably get a certain number of challenges throughout the game. And maybe if they get all of them right, maybe they get an extra one or, you know, who knows how it's going to go and be worked out. But it's going to be something like that where it's going to be like football, you know. You use your two challenges – you get them both right, you get an extra challenge. It'll be something of that same nature with this ABS challenge system once they do implement it in regular season play. So I do think that is the next step. But obviously, with the All-Star game being here in Atlanta, I believe that is noteworthy. So we'll see how it gets used in the All-Star game here in the ATL. But when we come back here on Hometown Take about 5 minutes from now, we got some news yesterday that will affect the Falcons right away. And we have some rankings that we have to get to. What? Where there's a ranking where all 32 teams are ranked based on their wide receiver, running back, and tight end talent. Where do the Falcons land when it comes to that ranking? We'll let you know next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. You download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone and all your smart devices. You get a lot of good perks, including you'll get live push notifications about when shows go live. You'll be able to get push notifications about new audio and articles that are put on the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to shows in their entirety. Like for my show, guess what? You don't always have to listen live at 5. I know sometimes we're early risers all the time. We can't all be early risers. I get it. So if you're not an early riser on a specific day, guess what? It's okay. If you're waking up a little bit later than usual, if say you're waking up at 7 a.m., you can just pop on my show when you're on the way to work and tune in or in your car ride. Or maybe when you get settled in at work, you can listen then. Or maybe even on your way home from work, you can listen then. You can do that with the free Odyssey app. Go back and listen to shows in your entirety. Go back and listen to your favorite segments, interviews. You can do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. Just when you search the radio station, 92.9 The Game, once you get in the Odyssey app, find all the great shows here on the station. My show, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, Steakhouse, Dukes and Bell, Andy and Randy. All the shows on the weekend, too. Sam and Greg, also Chris Thomas Tonight, weekday show as well, too. Shout out to my guy, Chris. But just make sure you download that free Odyssey app again so you can listen to the station wherever you are and whenever you want to. All right, we have a couple of Falcons things to get into. In a few minutes, we're going to be letting you know where the Falcons landed as some ESPN employees ranked all 32 NFL teams based on their wide receiver, running back, and tight end talent. So it's 1 through 32. Where do the Falcons land? We'll tell you here in just a few minutes. But before we talk about that, we have some other Falcons news we have to get into. And that is that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Falcons' week one opponent, they're going to be without all-pro left tackle Tristan Wirfs as he is going to start the year on the PUP list after undergoing a knee scope. This was Jeremy Fowler that put this out yesterday. Wirfs wanted to get it done now so he can be available for much more of the season, so he can be available for the majority of the season. He'll miss the first few games, but then he'll be back for most of the season. And actually, Rick Stroud, let me give a proper credit where credit is due. Rick Stroud was on the news first. So the PUP list, if you remember, if you start the season on the PUP list, you have to at least miss 4 games. So if Wirfs does start the year on the PUP list, he'll be out at least the first 4 games, and he'll be eligible to come back game 5. And remember, Falcons, Buccaneers, like I said, week 1, you don't have to go against an all-pro left tackle. That helps you out a lot. That's going to help your pass rush out a lot. So that'll be a nice first gift to the Falcons pass rush. See if we can that'll help us get Baker Mayfield on the ground a little bit more. So, again, that's big news coming out of the NFC South yesterday because, you know, whether it's Arnold Ebikadie or Leonard Floyd or Jalen Walker or James Pierce Jr. or whoever it's going to be, going up against whoever's going to replace Tristan Wirfs at left tackle, they are definitely going to have a little bit easier of a day not having to face Tristan, the all-pro Tristan Wirfs. So that was big news coming out of the NFC South and out of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers camp yesterday. So Tristan Wirfs, again, all-pro left tackle, more than likely going to start the year on the PUP list. That means he's going to miss at least the first 4 games of the season. He's doing this so he can have this done and be healthy as possible for the majority of the upcoming season. So that was big news, and I wanted to deliver that news to you just in case you missed it. All right, without further ado, let's get to these rankings where, again, this is from ESPN, and they ranked it's for Bill Barnwell, too, specifically, but ranking the NFL's ranking NFL teams based on their wide receiver, tight end, and running back talent. So, again, It's not about quarterbacks. It's not about the entire team. It's not about defenses. You're solely ranking teams based on what they have at the wide receiver, tight end, and running back positions. Where do the Falcons rank? I can let you know they're in the top 10. And they just made the top 10. They are number 9 on the list. So I will give you the top 10. And I do think some teams on here are low. Like, I know the Houston Texans, you know, are – they lost Stephon Diggs, obviously. Tank Dell isn't expected to come back this season. So you do have that, but I still feel like they have some pretty good talent. Nico Collins, they got Christian Kirk drafted, Jaden Higgins, excuse me. So I think they still have some pretty good talent. Joe Mixon, obviously. So I feel like maybe they were a little low. I think they could have maybe been ahead of the 49ers. But the 49ers, again, they got Scary Terry. Lamide Zaccheaus is good. Na'ami Brown kind of broke out last year. They got Debo. Austin Eckler, Zach Ertz, too. So, yeah, maybe not, now that I'm really thinking about it. The Kansas City Chiefs, by the way, were not in the top 10. They are at number 12. Travis Kelce, a little bit older. Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, good solid running backs, but nothing crazy. We know Rashi Rice is the real deal, but he did tear his ACL, so you wonder. He tore it in week 4, so you wonder how good he's going to be coming back from. He still got to think he's been pretty good. Xavier Worthy is continuing to try to find his way. They do still have Hollywood Brown, so a little surprising they left the Chiefs out of the top 10, but I'm not super, super surprised. The Dallas Cowboys also left out of the top 10. They're at number 11. Obviously, we know they got George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. They still, running back-wise, they're still kind of figuring things out. They did get Javonte Williams, still got Rico, they got Javonte Williams, so we'll see how that ends up working out. But the Cowboys just outside of the top 10 at number 11. At number 10, the Miami Dolphins. And you can understand that, you know, when you have a guy like Tyreek Hill on your team, and I saw videos of him running yesterday, man, that dude still got plenty of speed. When you talk about Tyreek Hill, when you talk about Devon Achane, Raheem Mostert, Jalen Waddle, now they have obviously lost Jonnu Smith. He goes to the Steelers, but they did get Darren Waller out of retirement. And wondering, you know, we know Darren Waller in his prime, he was one of the best tight ends in the league. So you do wonder how much of a step maybe Darren Waller has lost. But still, you talk about Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Devon Achane, Raheem Mostert, and, you know, whatever you're getting from Darren Waller, those are some pretty good weapons. All right, so now we get to number 9. We get to the Atlanta Falcons. And the past 2 years, when ESPN has done this list, the Falcons have come in at number 10. So they go up a little bit this season. Hey, that's right. That's right, Pat McAfee. You're darn right they are. They're definitely the effing truth, man. Shout out to my guy G-Chap holding it down behind the glass. But obviously, we know what the Falcons are cooking with and working with. When you talk about Drake London, you expect him to have another big year after kind of having his coming out party last season, over 100 receptions, over 1,100 yards, 9 touchdowns. You expect much more of the same out of Drake London. Darnell Mooney, you expect him to have another big year. And I don't think, you know, because Kirk really loved Darnell Mooney. He advocated and was part of the reason Darnell Mooney is here in Atlanta Falcons uniform, one of the, you know, better things that Kirk Cousins did, but, you know, we've had that conversation already. But anywho, you hope that Darnell Mooney and Michael Penix Jr. can have the same type of chemistry. And if you remember during minicamp and OTAs, MP9 was talking about Darnell Mooney and talking about how good he is, had high praises for him, and Darnell had the same for Michael Penix. So it seems like their bond has been growing ever since Michael Penix has become the starting quarterback. So I expect Darnell Mooney to have, again, another big season. Remember, Darnell Mooney was, if he didn't miss that, last game of the season, he gets 1,000 yards. He goes over 1,000 yards, and you're talking about having two guys at the wide receiver position over 1,000 yards in Drake London and Darnell Mooney. So Mooney's the real deal, too. And you talk about Drake London and Darnell Mooney with a 1-2 punch. And let's not forget Raver McLeod either. Raver McLeod was very productive last year as your wide receiver 3. So you can't leave Raver McLeod out of that either. Obviously, Bijan Robinson, top in my opinion, top three running back. We reacted to the – actually, I don't think I did that this on the morning show. That might have been during the extended version of the hometown take I did last weekend. Anywho, just to give you a quick, brief overview, the ESPN also always does where they rank positions. They get execs, coaches, and scouts to rank, you know, positions in the NFL. And they had Bijan Robinson. When they ranked the running backs, they had Bijan Robinson at number four. I would have personally put him into the top three. I think he's better than Jahmyr Gibbs, better blocker. I think he's a slightly better receiver. So, to me, if we're talking about, you know, best overall running backs, I think Bijan is top three. You know, you give your respect to where respect is due when you talk about Saquon and Derrick Henry and the type of seasons they had last year. So, I understand that. They were at one and two, but Jahmyr Gibbs at number three and Bijan at number four? I would have flipped that. Again, I understand Jahmyr had similar numbers on a better team, so that's part of it too. But anywho, you got Drake, you got Darnell Mooney, you got Ray McLeod, you got Bijan Robinson, and then we'll see what we get out of old Kyle Pitts, because that's part of this conversation too. We know, Kyle. We know you just work here, bro. And hopefully you can work a little bit harder and have a little bit more production this year. You got a contract year, my boy. If you want to make a bag, at least help us out this season. You know what I'm saying? I know. I understand it. But we'll see what Kyle Pitts is. But still, just off the strength of Drake London, him continuing to develop, him continuing to break out, Darnell Mooney, Bijan Robinson. I mean, that is a very good core just off of that. Ray McLeod as well, too. Again, don't want to leave him out. So if you get, again, continue to get, you know, at least somewhat some production from Kyle Pitts, you're talking about a really, really good core of weapons that Michael Penix Jr. and this Falcons team has to work with. So, number nine may be a little bit low, but when you listen to these teams that are above the Falcons, you get it. The Baltimore Ravens, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, DeAndre Hopkins, now there are two, Rashad Bateman, I get it. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Cade Godwin, Bucky Irvin really started to show out. They still got Rashad White. I get it. They also drafted Emeka Egbuka, so I get it. The Minnesota Vikings at six, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson. They still got Aaron Jones. They also acquired Jordan Mason. I get it. The Rams, they did lose, obviously, Cooper Kupp, but they got Davante Adams, still got Puka Nacua, Kyron Williams. I get it. Like, I even though I feel like the Falcons should be higher, you understand why they're not. The 49ers, Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, if he's healthy, we still know how good he is. They got DeMarcus Robinson, Juwan Jennings, still got George Kittle. I get it. And then at number three, the Bengals, one of the best, arguably the best wide receiver duo maybe in the league, maybe right behind A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, but Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Zach Moss, you know, still very solid running back. They still got Mike Gesicki. Like, I get it. Detroit Lions at number two, Amon-Ra St. Brown, J-Mo, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery too, Sam Laporte at tight end, understandably so. And then the Philadelphia Eagles, obviously at number one, Saquon, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, still got why am I forgetting the name of their tight end? I don't know why I can't remember his name at this point in time. But they have a very good tight end, too. I don't know why am I forgetting his name. That's going to bug me now that I'm forgetting the Eagles tight end. Dallas Goedert. There it goes. It came to my mind. It just popped in there at the end, at the buzzer. But, again, Falcons at number nine. I feel like they could be higher, but I understand they being a nine. I respect that. I think that's – yeah, we better be in the playoffs. If we ain't, it's not going to be good for the head coach and the GM possibly. But, again, I don't think we should be worried, Trey. I think the Falcons, along with hopefully the Hawks, you know, could be making some runs this year. So we'll see what happens. But that was where the Falcons ranked when it comes to ranking each NFL team. They come in at number nine when it comes to ranking each team by their wide receiver, running back, and tight end talent. Do you think they were too low? Think they should have been higher? You can let me know at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, we got some NBA news to get to, along with some college football. Deion Sanders advocating for a salary cap in college football. Say what? We'll break it down next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Shout out to my guy Gear, always getting me right. See, people want to troll me because they know I'm a huge Drake fan, and they want to play Kendrick when they get here in the mornings. My boy Drake, My boy Garrett always hooks me up, and he always does the right thing. So I appreciate
He's
that.
He's got a new album coming out, doesn't he?
Yeah, Iceman. Iceman era has officially begun. Starting his rollout. Is he a Hawks fan?
Yeah, Iceman. Going Trey Young.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe, you know, it could be.
Hawks might win some more games in 2025,
right.
So maybe he'll be a Hawks fan.
I think he'll still roll with his Raptors, but you know, you never know. We could see Drake in a Trae Young jersey.
Hey, man.
Hey, I wouldn't be mad at it. I wouldn't be mad at that collab at all. But, again, appreciate you joining us here on a Thursday morning as we are rolling along here. Final segment before we hand things off to the morning shift. But we still got plenty to get into. Big 12 Media Days going on right now in the college football world. How about Coach Prime talking to the media yesterday? And he was advocating for a salary cap in college football. Here's what he had to say. I wish there was a cap. Like the top of the line players make this. And if you're not that type of guy, you know you're not going to make that. That's what the NFL does. So the problem is you got a guy that's not that darn good, but he could go to another school and give him and they give him $500,000. You can't compete with that, and it don't make sense. He also went on to say, you understand darn near why they're in the playoffs. It's kind of hard to compete with somebody who's giving $25 to $30 million to a freshman class. It's crazy. He finished by saying, I wish it was true equality. Now they go back to doing stuff under the table. They go back to the agents. Now you've got the parents trying to be agents. You've got the homeboys trying to be agents. You've got the friends trying to be agents. You got a lot of bull junk going on, and quite frankly, we're sick of it. I'll say it for everybody. We're sick of it. So strong words there from Coach Prime. You expect nothing different, but he has a point. Will there be a salary cap in college football? I don't know. I don't think so. I think that's too hard to – with there being so many teams, I feel like how are you going to regulate that? How are you going to keep up with every single school making sure they're, you know, under or at the cap? Like, is there going to be a minimum you have to spend just like there is in the NBA and in the NFL and these salary cap sports? They're going to be a minimum. Obviously, he's wanting there to be a cutoff because he wants the smaller schools to be able to compete with the semi-smaller schools, like the mid-majors, like, you know, the Colorados and things like that of the world. He wants them to be able to compete with the bigger schools like the Georgias, the Alabamas, and those schools by giving them a cut-up and say, hey, you can only spend this much. Because if we let you spend whatever you want, then it's turning into, you know, what the Dodgers and the Yankees do year by year in Major League Baseball.
And what gets very complicated, too, is when you talk about collective bargaining agreements in college athletics.
Right.
You're going to have to sign an agreement every single year.
Yes, because it's ever-changing.
You're always getting a new crop of players, and you're like, oh, well, they do that in the NFL anyway. No, not necessarily to the same degree.
Exactly.
And then you don't have to deal with Title IX. You don't have to deal with the disbursement of scholarships. You don't have to deal with anything else that college sports have to deal with, and it's a completely different beast. And I like his idea, I like the sentiment, maybe a football only type of situation, but
right.
The moment you separate football from everything else, that gets things into very murky territory, and lawsuits are around the corner. They're already happening now, so it's only going to continue to get worse. It'll get much worse before it gets better.
Yeah, beautiful point, G. It's going to muddy the waters just way too much if you try to implement this. There are just so many more hoops, to your point, G, to jump through when you talk about trying to implement a salary cap into college football rather than how you do it in major sports. Again, there are only a certain amount of teams for, you know, major sports, and there are way more college football teams. And you got and the other thing too is you got new teams going, you know, Division I every year and change the division. So, like, you know, how do you handle that? I mean, it's just a lot that would have to be put into it, and it's just too much. I don't think for the higher-ups, you know, who's going to be running college football, I don't think the juice would be necessarily worth the squeeze. And I agree with what Garrett said, too. Like, I understand your sentiment. I understand where you're coming from. But it's just when you talk about logistically, how do you implement that, it just does not seem realistic whatsoever. So, again, I feel for Coach Prime, but look, you got to continue to use that Coach Prime name like you have been, and you just better hit that recruiting trail. And look, you better start, you know, shaking hands and kissing the babies that you need to get the money that you need from your boosters and whoever, your collectives and all that good stuff, because salary cap just ain't going to be. And then still, you know, you get a salary cap. How much would that change things still? Because, okay, you know, you get a – say you do somehow implement a salary cap in college football. Okay, these players know that they can only, you know, get the max. And I think it would end up getting to a point where, you know, some of these guys are still going to choose to go somewhere where they feel like they can win, and maybe it will get you, you know, maybe it does get Colorado a few extra players that maybe they wouldn't have gotten if there was no salary cap. But how much of a difference would it truly make? Because what would the salary cap be at? Would the salary cap be at a number where it actually makes a difference? That's a question too. So yeah, there's just a lot that goes into it, and I think it would be, again, too much to try and pull off. And if it was pulled off, you know, would it be at a number where it even makes a difference? You know, how do you get to the number of where the salary cap number would even be at? Like, it makes my head hurt even thinking about trying to implement a salary cap into college football. Quite honestly, it definitely makes my head hurt just thinking about all the different scenarios and questions and things that you would have to think about and try to implement to make this work. So again, okay, the idea is cool. I feel you. I understand where you're coming from. You're just trying to make things as equal as possible now in this new world of college football, where it is pay for play, and you're trying to make it to where you're able to you feel like you're on the same playing field and on the same level as these top schools. So I get it, but I just don't think at this point in time, and I don't know if it'll ever at this you know, in college football be feasible. So we'll see. But Coach Prime wanting a salary cap in college football, it's an idea, but I don't think it's an idea that's going to end up happening. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Downhill to the weekend from here. If you're just joining the program, if you're just getting in your car, we talked about the Braves. They get a dominant 9-2 win, 5 home runs, season high for the Braves as far as home runs in a game goes. So they exercised some demons last night. Ron Acuña Jr. hits 2 home runs, a leadoff homer, and one again in the fourth. Drake Baldwin, a 3-run shot. Austin Riley, 2-run shot. Marcell Ozuna had a solo homer. Yerkson Profar even had an RBI. I say even. He's been solid. He started off hot. He cooled down a little bit and then came back. But the Braves exercised some demons, get a 9-2 win. Good to see. Bryce Elder was good, too. 6 2/3 innings, giving up 8 hits, only 2 runs, though. 7 strikeouts, only 1 walk. So, again, great to see. Fun game to watch. Thank you for that entertainment last night, Atlanta Braves. Appreciate that. Hopefully Ronnie is feeling good after he was out in game 1 of this series with the Athletics with the back tightness. But I need some consistency before I get excited. To me, that was just a fun win. And at this point, you just hope you have more games like that and you just appreciate the games that they win and they, you know, allow you to have fun and give you something to cheer about like they did last night. And then you just kind of flesh out all the other games where they're not so fun to watch. So that's where I'm at with the Braves at this point. Also talked about the Falcons. Some news coming out of the NFC South. All-Pro left tackle for the Buccaneers, Tristan Wirfs, more than likely going to start the season on the PUP list. That means he's going to have to at least miss the first four games of the season. He wants to get the surgery done now. He's getting a scope done in his knee. He wants to get it done now so he can be available and at his healthiest for the majority of the season. So good news for the Falcons, at least as far as week 1 goes. Remember, we play the Buccaneers, so that'll help out the Falcons pass rush for sure if Tristan Wirfs ain't going to be there in week 1 blocking for old Baker Mayfield. So we talked about that. Also talked about the Falcons being number 9 in ESPN's rankings when they were ranking all the NFL teams 1 through 32 as far as based on, I should say, the teams is wide receiver, running back, and tight end talent. Falcons came in at number 9. I think it was fair. Maybe they could have been higher, but I think it was a pretty fair ranking. And then you just heard, we just got done talking about Deion Sanders wanting there to be a salary cap in college football. Sounds good, I guess. It would maybe bring some equality if you could pull it off, but it'd be, in my opinion, too hard to pull off. A couple of the things I do want to get to here before we have to wrap things up. A couple of bags got handed out in the NBA yesterday. Chet Holmgren gets a 5-year maximum rookie contract extension that could be worth up to $250 million. So congratulations to Chet Holmgren after, again, he started his career off a little bit injured and he even missed 3 months during the season because of a hip injury. He came back in February. Came back strong and helped lead that team to a NBA title. So right after SGA gets his big bag, they now lock up Chet Holmgren And now they're going to try and lock up Jalen Williams as well and lock up that entire core of SGA, Jalen Williams, and Chet Holmgren. That is definitely the core three. And so they got two out of the three done, and we'll see if they can get Jalen Williams done. It feels like they will. It feels like kind of like what the SGA and Chet Holmgren deals have been, more so a formality, more about, you know, it's only a matter of time. It's a matter of when it's going to happen, not if it's going to happen. So congratulations to Chet Holmgren agreeing to rookie max extension with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And how about D-Book, Devin Booker, getting a bag yesterday in the NBA as well. Two-year, $145 million maximum contract extension. He is now going to be with that Phoenix Suns franchise through the 2029-2030 season. It's the highest annual extension salary in NBA history. So Devin Booker getting another bag. 28-year-old did have involvement late in the Suns head coaching search. He met with a lot of the prospective finalists, and remember, the Suns ended up hiring Jordan Ott. So congratulations to the four-time All-Star, made All-NBA two times, and two-time Olympic gold medalist for Team USA as well. And last year became the Suns franchise career leader in points. So a much-deserved bag for Devin Booker. So he's obviously a part of that Phoenix Suns future. After they traded Kevin Durant, they're going to continue to try and build around Devin Booker. Looks like they're going to move on from Bradley Beal. That's not surprising either. So they're going to kind of do a little bit maybe of a soft reset, and looks like Devin Booker is going to be a part of that as they try to build another championship contending team out there in the Valley. But that is my time. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app. Tomorrow's a Friday. Can the Braves win their series against the Oakland Athletics? We hope so. Hopefully that's what we're talking about tomorrow, and we'll continue to give you the latest on Big 12 Media Days and more. That's going to be on a Friday edition of the Hometown Take, plus Grillin' Dylan. But the morning shift coming up next, Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan ready to hop in the Kia Studios and entertain you for the next 3 hours. Until I talk to you guys tomorrow, peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo, I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.